This is the GM Authority Daily Hot Lap for Tuesday, November 24th, 2009. And now to GM News. While we've known for some time that the stunning CTS Coupe would be coming sometime in the beginning of 2010, Cadillac has officially announced some interesting details about the vehicle. While the price is still an unknown, we now know that the 2+2 Coupe would be chock full of cutting-edge tech, such as a rear-view camera, touchpad door operation, and a performance-oriented suspension system coupled to the Sigma platform, trademark rear or all-wheel drive. The CTS Coupe continues Cadillac's art and science design philosophy seen on the CTS sedan and sport wagon, and carries over virtually unchanged from the concept car that was introduced at the 2008 North American International Auto Show. The coupe has the same wheelbase as the CTS sedan of 113.4 inches, but the overall ride height is about 2 inches or 51 millimeters lower, and the overall length is shorter by the same amount. The coupe shares only a few design elements with the sedan, including the instrument panel, console, headlamps, front fenders, and grille. According to Cadillac, key design features include classic hardtop styling with no conventional B-pillar, touchpad operation for the doors removes the need for conventional door handles, creating a technical, clean profile, a windshield laid at a faster angle of 62.3 degrees, and a long, nearly horizontal back glass area combined to create a sleek, aerodynamic look. Diamond cut style rear fascia with mesh lower grills, center outlet exhaust with twin dihedral shaped tips that pass through the rear fascia, signature vertical lighting highlighted with LED pipes, rear spoiler integrated into the center high mounted stop lamp, sculpted roof mounted antenna for OnStar and XM satellite radio. The standard powertrain in the CTS coupe is the direct injected 3.6 liter V6 LLT, good for 304 horsepower. It's mated to a 6-speed manual gearbox featuring a revised clutch and dual mass flywheel that offers better clutch pedal feel and improved engine isolation. A 6-speed automatic transmission with driver shift control and available steering wheel mounted shift buttons is available as an option. When it comes to a dealer near you, the CTS Coupe will be available in two suspension tuning levels. One is a performance package that includes 18-inch wheels and all-season tires, available in both rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive, and the second is a summer tire performance package that includes 19-inch wheels and tires, and a higher level of road-holding capacity. StabiliTrack, GM's advanced electronic chassis control system, will be standard across the entire model range. The awesome coupe is slated to arrive in Caddy showrooms in the spring of 2010, and we can't wait to get some wheel time behind one. Cadillac is looking at the CTS Coupe as the centerpiece of the brand's continuously revised lineup and will compete with market stalwarts such as the BMW 3 Series, Mercedes-Benz E-Class Coupe, Infiniti G, Audi A5, as well as the Lexus ISC and Volvo C70. Even though the CTS Coupe that we see here is the first generation product, expect the second gen CTS Coupe to move upmarket in the footsteps of the next gen CTS sedan. Meanwhile, Chevrolet will soon host a nationwide school assembly that will focus on the much-anticipated Chevy Volt EV. The event will be held on Monday, November 30th at the middle school campus of the Harvard Westlake School in Los Angeles and run from 9:40 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. PST. About 800 students will be present at the show and tell, while thousands of peers across the country will join them via the web. Schools may register to watch the live video webcast by 10 p.m. PST November 29th. Registered teachers will receive instructions on how to join the webcast and submit questions live, along with the free lesson plan. The general public and classrooms that do not pre-register will still be able to access streaming video of the assembly at the Chevrolet Voltage website. The assembly will be recorded and available for retrieval at a later date. So what will the presentation cover? According to Chevrolet, quote, "The presentation from 9:40 a.m. to 10 a.m. PST will cover the basics of electricity, including why it's important and how this common energy source can be used to transform the way we drive. From 10 to 10:30 a.m. PST, participants from across the country will have an opportunity to ask questions, while the Harvard Westlake students engage in their own question and answer session outside the vault and a technical display of the vehicle's chassis. Check out GMAuthority.com for our thoughts about how this event will help the general from a marketing perspective. There's more to this than initially meets the eye, folks. And now for some breaking news, General Motors just announced that Koenigsegg Group AB has pulled out of negotiations to buy Saab. President and CEO Fritz Henderson said in a very succinct statement that GM is, quote, very disappointed with the decision to pull out of the Saab purchase, end quote, and that, quote, given the sudden change in direction, GM will take the next several days to assess the situation and will advise on the next steps next week, end quote. So what will happen to the Swedish automaker is anyone's guess at this point. If memory serves us right, there was another bidder in the running to buy Saab before Koenigsegg was chosen as the preferred bidder. Whether or not that party is still interested or even has the financial backing to continue with the deal is unknown. It may be that Koenigsegg is simply playing hardball with GM and walking away from the table to obtain a lower price. If this is not the case, and the performance automaker is no longer interested, it's truly a shame the deal fell through, as many believe Koenigsegg had the ability to turn Saab into a performance luxury powerhouse. It's also important to note GM's reaction here, which is very different from its very direct announcement when the Roger Penske Group pulled out from acquiring Saturn in late September. At that time, GM immediately stated that it would begin winding down the brand, and contacted dealers to begin negotiations regarding financial matters. The news of Koenigsegg backing out of the deal comes almost 2 weeks after General Motors reversed its decision to sell Opel to Canadian parts manufacturer Magna and its Russian financial partner Sberbank. At this point, perhaps GM should look to China for a buyer for Saab, since the General sold its Hummer division to Sichuan Tenjiang, a deal that's currently undergoing customary closing conditions and regulatory approval. And Ford has picked Chinese firm Geely Automobile as the preferred bidder for Volvo. Needless to say, we'll be following the future of Saab closely in the weeks to come. Did you know you could subscribe to the show and get all the latest episodes automatically delivered to you as soon as they come out? Well, you can, and you can do so absolutely free. Subscribe through iTunes or Zoom. And for the technically minded, we also have bare RSS feeds available. Just go to gmauthority.com and click on the word subscribe. By being subscribed, you'll never miss an episode and always be up to date on the latest GM news. You can even subscribe to the weekly GM Authority podcast, where we go in depth about the biggest GM stories of the week. So what are you waiting for? Just go to gmauthority.com and hit subscribe. And that will wrap up the second episode of GM Authority Daily Hot Lap. See you tomorrow, folks. The GM Authority Daily Hot Lap is an independent podcast and has not been authorized, sponsored, or otherwise approved by General Motors Company, LLC. All General Motors-related trademarks belong to the General Motors Company.